Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. This is a massive episode.
Yes.
Because, Gia, why? Why is this so big? Is it because maybe we've gotten all we've wanted?
Because Taylor Swift is a Super Bowl champion.
Woo! Congratulations, Taylor, on your rookie year win.
Yes, this is amazing. You fought hard for it. She played hard.
Yep.
She coached the team. You know, she was the moral support.
She was the backbone of the team, if we're being real. She's the backbone of the city of Kansas City. And yes, the Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 58 over the San Francisco 49ers.
Yep.
Sad for them. It was a good game, though.
It was a good game.
It got good. It was boring at the beginning.
I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? Yeah.
Then it got really good. A couple of close moments where we thought that they were going to win or that the Chiefs were going to win. They ended up going into overtime, and everybody was holding their breath for 15 minutes, and it was just a very intense game, but exciting. Before we get into all of that, let's rewind back. Let's go chronologically. We'll talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But we have to talk about how our girl spent four nights in Tokyo.
Killing it.
Before the Super Bowl even happened.
Yeah.
So I think that alone... We always discuss her, like, stamina, how like, does she sleep? How does she get around? How does she live her life? And as of now, as of, you know, 10 minutes ago, we're still seeing videos rolling in of her partying last night.
I know. It's crazy.
What the hell, man?
I don't know how she does it.
Do you think she drinks coffee? Or, like, energy drinks or something?
She must.
Tea. She sings about tea sometimes.
Yeah, she does drink a lot of tea. But
tea, though, doesn't give you energy like that.
I feel like she must have, like, IV or something IV or something like that, like on the plane, like while she's sleeping, they just like inject her with something.
No,
like,
for real though.
I don't know.
In the same vein that I'm looking for her skincare routine,
right.
I'm looking for her diet, I'm looking for her workout routine, although she did kind of give us that, the running on the treadmill,
running while singing
and whatever.
Yeah.
I equally need to know her hangover cures.
Right.
And like, what's her, when she's dehydrated, what does she do?
I know, and I was thinking that too, like, I wonder how many drinks, like, gets her like too drunk or like
for sure,
like if she's like, if she throws
what's
up,
her limit,
you know? Yeah.
What's her favorite kind of liquor?
Yeah.
I want to know everything.
I feel like gin. I feel like she's like a gin and soda.
I feel
like
she
was drinking
gin.
Some sort of like cranberry, like a vodka soda with a splash
of cran. She's probably a vodka girl, vodka soda. Well, she drinks whiskey sometimes, whiskey on ice, you know.
Yeah.
She sings about it. She also obviously loves a white wine.
Yeah.
We rarely see her drinking red.
But it looked like she was drinking some sort of, at the after party, it looked like she was drinking some sort of liquor and soda.
Sipping on gin and juice, perhaps?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Mind on my money, and my money on my mind.
Oh.
That's the song, you know.
Yeah, sipping on gin and juice.
Yeah. Okay. I was nervous for a second. I was like, oh no.
I know that.
Gia,
I know
not
that.
No gin and juice. Like, is that what's happening to me? Yeah. Oh my God. So anyway, before we get into the Super Bowl, we obviously must address the Tokyo shows. Mm. We're keeping track of the surprise songs. I woke up every day.
Good for you.
And I wasn't up for very long. That app that I talked about last week, Swift. Oh, I got to look it up the name of it again because I honestly cannot Swift Alert. Cannot recommend it more for keeping track of things like this. Like,
right.
I have this little, I printed out all of the tour dates so we can reference them whenever we want at a moment's notice. This is going to live on my desk, and I'm just writing the surprise songs on the side of them once they've already happened. Mm. But again, you don't need to do any of this with the app. Like, I'm just making, I'm doing this for to do
it's
it.
It's fun
you
know? To do it ourselves.
It's just
too.
Fun sometimes to have a highlighter and like play.
Totally.
But I didn't realize before the other day that it was going to be four shows. I thought it was three.
I think
we talked about that on Thursday.
Yeah, we did.
And she crushed every single one. Her second show, first show we talked about it, she did Dear Reader and Holy Ground.
Mm.
Second show was Eyes Open and Electric Touch.
Mm.
Third show was Superman and The Outside.
Cute.
The Outside, I like don't know that
I
song.
Don't know that song.
Like, I felt I was like, oh, I need to revisit debut.
I
don't know it. Can I tell you another deep confession?
Oh God.
That I didn't even realize that I like don't know this song.
What?
I know it, but like not really.
What?
Mary's Song. I know.
No way, Kelly.
I don't know how it slipped through the cracks. The
that's
debut
like,
song.
That's like
one
of the
song.
Only. Yeah, that's like one of the only debut songs. I like Mary's Song and I'm Only Me When I'm With You are like my two.
I'm only me when I'm
with you. Yeah, I love, like, that's such a windows down driving. Call me up and you're not down.
It's great.
Don't want to fly if you're still on the ground. Yeah.
See, even that, I, like, can't, if I were to, if it were playing right now, I'd be able to sing along.
Yeah.
But off the top of my head, that song, I'm Only Moving On With You, whatever. Mary's Song, I can't think of the tune in my head.
Oh. I'll be 87, you'll be 89. I'll still look at you like the stars that shine in the sky.
It's shocking how I don't know.
It's such a cute, like, I feel like Dave would like that song.
I bet he does.
It's
it has numbers
story
in it.
Line.
Yeah, yeah. Storyline has numbers.
It's about, like, well, two kids growing up and their parents are, like, always joke that they would, like, be together.
I was reading the lyrics last night because I came upon this discovery of my shortcoming and the disgrace that I'm bringing to the podcast by not knowing Mary's Song, because
Travis
the I'll be
87
and you'll be 89. Yeah. And I was like, this is insane. Like, this, it's just, there are so many things. I just saw
so
a tweet before we sat down. Like, there's so many invisible strings. But anyway, okay. So night three, Tokyo, she sings Superman in the Outside.
Yeah.
And then night four, she sings Come In With the Rain.
This was a hard one for me.
Tough.
Yeah, yeah.
And You're On Your Own Kid.
And which You're On Your Own Kid, yeah.
People so politely reminded me that I was saying, like, oh my God, You're On Your Own Kid, already gone again, like whatever. Mm. But a reminder, I also forgot that
she can do Midnights Whenever,
do midnights
right? Yeah,
whenever.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
She
okay.
can do Midnights Whenever,
yeah.
Although she has played You're On Your Own Kid 4 times now.
I know, it's kind of
crazy.
So,
which, I mean, love. Like, yeah. We love that song. Play it as many times as you want. Play it Paris Night 2, maybe. Like, play it whenever. but I think that, like,
I think that song has, like, a very deep connection to
totally,
her, obviously.
Totally.
And I think, yeah. Yeah.
People are like, don't be shy, add it to the set list. I'm like, yeah, that'd be amazing.
Totally.
Like, just add one more
I'm surprised in. She did it, honestly.
I'm surprised, too, because it's a really good song. So anyway, so that's what's going on in Tokyo. And then, wait, so I have other things, too. She, this is me. There are too many things that I wanted to bring up today that I was like, I have to write
these
down.
She almost fell.
Almost fell, tripped, coming down the Folklore Cabin, and then gave a hilarious thing afterwards and was like, I'm just really glad I didn't fall off the Folklore Cabin.
Yeah,
like, and this is the lesson we've learned.
Yeah, that she was like, I think there's a lesson in this.
Yeah.
Like, don't fall off the Folklore Cabin. Like,
totally.
Yeah, that was really cute. It always humanizes her more to me, like, when she, like, makes jokes about that. Like, when she swallowed the bug.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that was so funny.
When her microphone wasn't working and she was screaming into it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite memories of the tour.
That's why I loved Harry Styles tour so much, because he would talk so much and, like, make jokes and, like, involve the crowd and all that stuff, and I felt like that was missing a little bit with the Eras tour. Like, obviously she talks to the crowd, but it's not like
it's not long-winded, the funny
she's got a lot to do in a short amount of time
so there's not a lot of time for talking,
but that makes me appreciate those moments like
totally. And I know that I obviously had never been to any of her other tours, wasn't able to go to them, but people say that on her other tours she used to like talk more.
Okay, yeah,
I don't know,
I mean, it makes sense on a 3.5 hour fucking tour, like, you can't
Right.
Be chatting away.
Right. No time. She also, before singing, it was either night 2 or 3, I forget, of Tokyo, where she said, I'm going to play 2 new songs that I've never performed live before. Mm-hmm. And the place went
crazy. Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, wait, no, that's not what I meant. Like, not new songs.
Yeah.
Just songs I've never
you
played live before.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm
was
so sorry.
Poor choice of words.
Yeah. But she apologized immediately because the groundswell, like, you can even tell through the video, like,
imagine.
It was fucking crazy. Yeah. People went nuts. So that was nuts. Somebody also put together a compilation of all of these surprise songs, all 6 of them, or 2, 4, 6, 8 of them. And they all kind of go together somehow. Like, they all had, like, fall in them somehow. I thought I bookmarked the tweet, but something about the lyrics and all these songs kind of come together.
Interesting.
There's a theme, apparently. Yeah. Something else that someone said that I thought was really interesting to bring up is that they think that people are upset that Midnights didn't get its own tour.
Hmm.
And so people are like, oh, all these good songs from Midnights we never get to hear, like, blah, blah, whatever. And then this girl was like, well, actually, I think that the Eras Tour could be considered Midnights' tour.
Yeah.
Like, it's Midnights is a collection of sleepless nights in her life, and she's putting on a show detailing all of these times in her life, and the Midnights at the end to wrap it all up.
Yeah, totally.
So it kind of makes sense in that way. But I thought that was an interesting way to think about
it.
Yeah,
I think there's a good amount of Midnight songs at the end,
there's
right?
A lot of
she has Midnights. Karma, Bejeweled, Midnight Rain, and does she do
Midnight
Lavender
Rain,
Haze?
Mastermind, Lavender
Mastermind.
Haze.
Yeah.
She does a lot.
Yeah, she does a lot.
And yeah, you know, there's a couple that I love on Midnights that I wish she would do more of. But yeah. she hits, she gets all the hits.
Yeah.
But I did think that was an interesting way to think about it. Like Midnights is like almost as if like the Eras Tour itself is in a dreamlike state, and we're in Midnights and yeah. we're dreaming about everything else.
Right. Yeah.
And then
that's at the cute.
And then once Midnights is done, we wake up.
It's kind of like that girl's theory that she sent to us. Like Midnights is like the chaos of like
completely
what you're dreaming, waking up in the middle of the mm-hmm. night, and then like Torture Poets Department, it's like
completely
the morning after kind of completely. Realizations.
Yes. Also to do with this whole tour, traveling, whatever. Right. Okay. So she does 4 shows. Spectacular. Love it. Nothing yep. crazy happens. No announcements.
Nope.
Fine. I'm never going to talk about it again. I'm never going to talk about it again because I feel like there are, well, we'll get to another moment later where we got fucking trolled last night.
Oh, I know.
By Taylor Nation.
Yeah.
I've got her number 2. But so what was the topic of conversation all weekend somehow in the most ridiculous way was the fact that there's this fucking creep who is stalking Taylor Swift's jet.
Oh, the college
Jack,
kid.
What's his
yeah,
face?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
stalking
yeah.
her jet, claiming to be just a guy who tracks all jets and all celebrities and exposes their CO2 emissions and blah, 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 whatever. Who gives a fuck, dude? Who gives a fuck? Anyway, he's this rich college kid. He's not just like a,
yeah.
this like, oh, please, sir. You know, he's fucking, he's like yeah. traveling on private jets himself.
Right.
So whatever. And he's doing all the shit. He, you know, is talking about how, like, just giving exact times, spaces, like, publicizing this information about Taylor Swift's jet,
yeah.
which, of course, is already public information. However, the tracking of it is concerning. And so at this point, Taylor's team had reached out to him with a cease and desist and said, you have to stop doing this
yeah.
because it's drawing attention. Not that like people can't find it.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's thinking about like, I got to track that jet. Like,
yeah.
I'm not ever thinking about that unless somebody's telling me like, look how easy it is to track Taylor Swift's jet.
Yeah,
like
it's
that's
crazy.
Fucking crazy.
And you're also,
to do.
It's just adding so much more recognition to the fact. You know
completely,
what I mean? Yeah,
completely. So he's talking about this. She flew to Tokyo. He's tracked the whole thing. It was ridiculous. She sends a cease and desist, blah, blah, blah. He's doubling down, saying it's XYZ, whatever. On her way back from Tokyo, she did not fly in her plane. And she did not have her name on the plane, like nothing.
Right.
But the planes were called, like there were 2 planes, something
yeah,
about
yeah.
it. I don't know. They were called like Football Era and like something else. And, this guy was tracking those planes as well, tracking it as Taylor Swift.
Oh, and he got the wrong plane?
And so, no. He got the right plane, but what that does, this is what all my Twitter lawyers have told me this.
Oh.
What that does is open up the case for Taylor against him that he is, in fact, stalking her, not just her plane,
right.
as he previously said that he was stalking.
Oh.
So this guy's going, I mean, he can't, Tree Payne is 10 steps ahead, dude. Like, just stop.
I will
if
just
Taylor
never.
Says, hey, stop posting on Twitter about where the fuck my jet is all the time.
Yeah.
I have stalkers and a life and people are going to come after me and I'm afraid for my safety.
Yeah.
And you say, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to expose you for all your carbon emissions when
it's
you're
like,
not
why
even
do
in the
you
top
care?
30 of people who
I know.
Have done this. It's fucking crazy.
I don't get the whole people getting so pressed about Taylor Swift and the private planes because
it.
It's just
did we
like,
talk about this on Thursday?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I can't remember what day it happened. It's been going on for days.
It's
I
just so
I
weird to me because she. Okay, I get it. The CO2 emissions, it's really not good. Kim Kardashian is taking a flight from fucking St. Louis Obispo to 45 minutes.
Literally
not even a 30
12
minute.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really bad for the environment.
Yeah.
But I think Taylor Swift. People don't realize she buys the carbon credits,
yeah.
which like offsets all of her carbon emissions.
Mm-hmm.
She never once has been like, save the trees, like save the
that
planet,
is what fucking
save
gets
the
me.
Climate.
People
like,
are like, she's such
not
a hypocrite.
Fucking Greta Thunberg.
I'm like, she's not a hypocrite at all. In
yeah.
one interview, one time, she said global warming is bad and sucks that it's happening to our planet. Like
yeah.
that's basically what she said.
Yeah.
She's never done anything to make us think that she's some sort
yeah.
of climate
no.
activist.
Literally never
absolutely
in a million years.
Nothing.
I
she's
don't...
like, bitch, I fly in a private jet every day because I can't fly commercial.
Yeah.
Like, she has no other option.
What, like, literally, what do people want her to do?
It is the
swim?
Only way. No, really, swim. Like,
they
it
want
is
her to
the
take a yacht?
Way
yeah.
for her to get around.
It's
and
crazy.
It's, no, she really can't, like, because I went down a rabbit hole this weekend looking for these things because people were up in arms about it. And the confirmed, she never fucking talks about the environment. She just doesn't. And because she's not a hypocrite. Yeah, if she were to be talking about it nonstop, yes, I'd be like, all right, girl, like, relax. It'd be like the same vibe as Leo when Leo was like, save the whales, save the ocean. Meanwhile, he has the biggest yacht in the world and flies it around, like, you know.
Yeah, it's just
the
silly.
Italian islands all the time.
Yeah.
But so, whatever. That's all happening. What I found as well is that I lost my train. Oh. I was doing research. Oh, yeah. She once, kind of recently, maybe during 1989 era, tried to take a commercial flight and was the airport was so mobbed that it was once she got there, she couldn't even get through security.
Yeah. For a friend's wedding. Like, how do people think that she can go to
she
an
airport?
She was,
like, trying to go through security, and she couldn't even do it. Like, it was, the pictures from it are insane.
Yeah.
It's absolute insanity. I've never seen anything like it.
I just think it's like, they're trying to, people are really trying to come at her for any fucking reason.
It's
and
crazy.
It's like, it just really makes no sense
to me. It's just hatred.
It reminds me of the, did you watch Big Little Lies?
Of course.
The sound that is trending on TikTok right now, and it's Reese Witherspoon. It's when her daughter's like talking to her about like the homeless people. She's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about homeless people. Like, I don't give a fuck about Taylor Swift's CO2 emissions, okay?
No, I don't give a fuck.
You can sue me for saying that. You can cancel me.
I don't
give a fuck. She gets the carbon credits. Like, listen, what do you want from her? Okay?
We are, by the way, all going to die. So it doesn't matter.
And if
we're all going to die.
If I was rich the way she was, I would be flying in private planes the time.
No, if I was rich like that, I'd be flying the 12-minute flight like fucking Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Like, I would be. That would be me. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Every single time I see some bullshit about like private jets provide X percentage of the ozone layer, blah, blah, blah. You know what's presenting it or what's breaking the ozone down? Fucking Amazon, Shein, like the massive companies.
Oil shit, yeah.
That's what's happening. Planes are barely making up any of it. Planes are not the problem, guys. Yeah, like, let's put it in perspective.
There's a bigger picture here.
It's a much bigger
picture. It's just funny because like, obviously it's ridiculous. Care about the fucking climate change. It sucks and it's really scary. But
you know, it's totally
scary.
What
is Taylor Swift supposed to do?
You know,
about
we're
it?
All gonna be dead. It's great to wish for a greater world, but I'm telling you right now, like, we can recycle all the bottles we want, and we could take all the commercial flights we want, we're still fucked.
There's
it's
no
too late.
World where celebrities aren't gonna fly private.
No, it's not
There's
gonna happen.
There's just no world.
It's not gonna happen. It just can't happen. So let's put that to bed already.
Yeah.
Because by the way, she'll be getting on a plane and going to Australia in a couple days.
Yeah.
So everybody needs to calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
She's about to fly some planes all over the world because her international tour has started.
Yeah.
So get used to it. Get used to
it. It's just incredible.
It's
it
ridiculous.
Truly is incredible.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. So now she gets on the plane. We're going. The last thing I had written.
She touches down.
Touches down. Last thing I had written. This doesn't have to do with that, but it was something that you sent me that I thought was really funny. Just a PSA to all, a warning to some. Don't make sure your birth control's on lock right now. Make sure you're pulling out. Make sure you're wearing condoms if you're not trying to get pregnant.
Yes.
Because 9 months from now, Taylor Swift will be back on tour in the United States, and you don't want to be.
Okay, yes,
and
it was
speaking
like Canadian,
on behalf,
I think it was like
Canadian
people.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Sorry, Canadian people, but also right around now, because I'll tell you what, the people in my life that did not anticipate getting pregnant and missing the concert that we're all going to, they missed out. We've had a lot of people drop out from pregnancy.
If you're gonna go to the club in Miami, you want to shake your ass, you want to get some dick,
time that out.
Have some safe sex
just for a couple more
months. You do not want
to
have.
It all depends. What is important to you? Is it do you not mind being
losing your tickets
six,
over?
7, 8 months pregnant at a Taylor Swift concert?
That'd be really hard.
It would be really hard.
Yeah,
it'd be really hard. I've got a friend that's it's. We're gonna see how it goes.
So
like,
freaking
people are trying.
Get your rubbers.
You can do it. Stronger women than I.
Yes, yes.
Because I could never. But that is real. Watch yourself because we are back in tour season. It's tour year. So mind your dates that you're going. Your aspirations and you know, wrap it up if you need.
Yeah. Don't skip your pill.
Don't skip your pill.
Yeah.
you know, do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was just a, that was the last thing.
Yeah, that is funny.
About the tour. Oh, and you know what? As well with the tour, let's hear from our good friends at Babbel. Let's hear from our good friends at Babbel because, as we all know, this international tour is just going to be sweeping the nation, taking over our lives for the next year, for the full calendar year coming up. So exciting. Taylor obviously just finished up in Tokyo, Japan. She spoke a little Japanese to the crowd.
Yeah, that was so cute.
She said, arigato gozaimasu, which I know because I went to Japan. I just love to say that I went to Japan because I did. But that's what they say. They say it's like, thank you very much. Hi, welcome, whatever. It's like an all-purpose thing, which is really fun. But I wonder how she learned it. Did she use a language learning service similar to Babbel? Because this is the future, okay? We need to start learning more languages. I think it's ridiculous. Myself, it's like a big insecurity that I have.
I'm learning Italian.
It's fantastic. I'm trying to learn French ahead of the Taylor show. I need to brush up a little bit. We did a little bit, like, you know, in elementary school,
right,
whatever, but like not enough. And I think it's my biggest insecurity is that I don't speak another language. I think it's kind of trashy that I don't. And thank God we have Babbel here to make ourselves better. So we can, in fact, be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. They have quick 10-minute lessons designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I've got like 2.5 months. I got plenty of time. I'll be
fluent. Hell yeah.
Be so fluent by the time we get there. Next time, Babbel's on the pod with us, I will update you on my French. Maybe I'll throw a little French out.
Ooh, I would love that.
That would be fun. Let's see. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. Oh yeah, that's right. Go green.
Yeah.
One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Y'all, this is, you know. Get involved in this. Over 10 million subscriptions sold. There's 14 language courses backed by a 20-day money-back guarantee. So if you try it and you're just like, hey, listen, I'm not trying to expand my life. I'm not trying to, you know, bring culture into my world and I want to stay boring as I am. You
stimulate my brain.
Exactly, yeah. So here is a special limited time deal. You can get 55% off your Babbel subscription. 55%
That's
is
a great
massive,
number.
Massive, massive deal, but only for our listeners at TaylorWatch. Babbel.com/Keegs, 55% off. Again, Babbel.com/Keegs, BABBEL.com/Keegs. Rules and restrictions may apply. So that is just something to think about when planning your international travel. Taylor touches down Las Vegas.
She actually flies from LA and then take a car.
I think so. Yeah, because that drive is what, like 3 hours or something. People were saying a lot of people drove from LA, except for Kim K. Did not.
Of course, she didn't.
Kim K. Took a plane.
Yeah,
you know, 15-minute plane. Nobody's giving her shit for it. But anyway, so touches down in LA, drives to Vegas, shows up Saturday night. We all knew that she was going to get there within plenty of time. You know, obviously doesn't go out. I'm sure she didn't, like, maybe she saw Travis. Like, I don't know.
What do you think? I doubt they
probably
saw
not.
Each other, honestly, because I feel like he's probably in, like, such a headspace where it's like, I don't want to, like, fuck anything up. And, like, I feel like apparently he made a speech to his team that made the team cry.
I heard about
the
that.
The night before. So I think it was a lot of team camaraderie time.
Got it.
Yeah. Team bonding.
I love that.
Yeah. Making sure we're all in the same headspace.
I would think that too. Right. Like people aren't going back to the wives and girlfriends.
No.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
Day before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Doesn't
I
seem
think
like,
you just got to get your mind right. No
gotta
stress.
Get your mind right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's all exciting. Then the Super Bowl. It's now Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep.
Taylor shows up with
such a cute outfit.
Super cute outfit. I already wrote down. The top was Dion Lee.
Yeah, cute.
Dion Lee also dresses the likes of Ice Spice, who is there with her.
Oh,
so I thought that
love.
Was interesting. Maybe they both got a little deal ski going on there. Taylor arrives, besties in tow. She has Blake Lively.
Yep.
Ice
Looking
Spice.
Like a bougie Sue Sylvester.
Big time. Ice. Yes. Ice Spice. Ashley Avignon is on the scene.
Yep. With her Bob bobbing.
With her Bob bobbing. Her Bob is always bobbing.
Yep.
Nobody's Bob hard's Bob's harder than Ashley Avignon. And I love the shit out of her for that. I respect the fuck out of that. That is a bobbing Bob.
Yeah.
And who else was there? Oh, Miles and Kelly Teller.
Yeah, it seemed like they showed up a little
later. They showed up a little late in the booth. I think that they were probably there, like, just themselves.
Fucking around doing
Lana
stuff.
Del Rey was in the building as well. She was, you know, throwing her hands up. Lana Del Rey got fucking crushed by somebody. Did you see that?
I felt so bad.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Like, I felt bad because I feel like after the whole Grammys thing.
No,
and then
totally.
She gets the...
I don't feel like any of this is her vibe. Like, she's just like, she probably just wants to, like, hang out at home.
Getting crushed by a crowd during the Super Bowl is probably the last thing Lana Del Rey, like,
ever. It was like
ever...
the win, or like, it was a touchdown,
something.
Yeah, it
was like
something.
When they scored,
when they,
she
something
just,
happened. And somebody else, somebody else jumped up and, like, basically
bodied her.
Bodied her to the ground. It was fucking hilarious. Like, really funny, but I hope she's okay.
I know.
It looked rough. It looked like a rough hit.
I would have been mad.
I would have been so pissed, too. I would have been like, the fuck? I'm leaving. Like, the fuck? Like, so
literally
angry.
Literally, Lana Del Rey. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Show some fucking respect. Yeah. Like, I would be so pissed. Oh, also, a good thing I don't think we get to talk about on Thursday, which I know you love, is the fact, who paid for the... Who paid for the suite?
Travis Kelce with
Travis
Kelce. Big
bucks. Woo woo, cha ching cha ching. A man with
Scott,
a job.
Scott Swift was gagged. So
was
funny.
Dying.
That tweet was so funny.
It was hilarious.
He's like, he's never seen someone pay for something before.
No, literally. Yeah. Scott Swift has no idea. Speaking of Scott Swift, who, like, raided the merch store before he.
It's so cute. Like, it really
so
is
cute.
So precious. The Chiefs jacket,
everything.
The Chiefs shirt, the Chiefs hat. He was ready to freaking go. And you know what, Scott? That's kind of BS, because whatever happened to the Eagles?
No, he's like, fuck the Eagles now.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, forget
like,
it.
Kylie
Kelce
was
now.
Like, I will not put on any Chiefs merch. Like, I'll
She's
wear
loyal.
My Cincinnati Bearcats, and that's as much as you're going to get.
Yep.
But Scott Swift, he was quick to turn.
He's all in.
Yeah.
He's
the
all
grass
in.
Is always
he's
greener.
Excited. He's excited.
Yeah,
I
mean,
was, of course.
I feel
was,
like
it's hilarious.
Any dad would be like that. Honestly,
I was
though,
trying
I don't
to think about... Well, your family, though, are so diehard Eagles that it would be crazy. Like, my dad doesn't have – like, my dad is technically a Jets fan, but I don't think his allegiance, like, stretches far that he wouldn't wear a Chiefs something. I don't know if he'd deck it out like Scott. Although, I don't know, though. I mean, it's like,
it was
how
so
exciting.
Cool.
Like, what an exciting
it's so
day
exciting.
Of fun. And it's all, like, the Super Bowl merch, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. Like, that's limited edition.
Yeah,
you know?
It's very cute.
So, Scott's up hilarious. Andrea was also there.
Yeah.
It's almost like she heard us last week. I said, where's Andrea? She's at the game.
Well,
she's fine.
Speaking of that,
Austin and his girlfriend as well.
Oh, I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm. They were both there.
I am kind of scared that Olivia Culpo read my blog because...
Oh, no. Why?
Christian McCaffrey's mom went on some podcast and was like, oh, like, big bucks Olivia and, like, big bucks Christian, like, couldn't afford a Super Bowl suite, blah, blah, blah. And I, in my blog, was like... Like, is Mrs. McCaffrey, like, the monster-in-law, whatever?
Oh.
And Olivia Culpo posted a TikTok and was like, oh, my monster-in-law's here.
Oh.
Like, get in the video.
Gia!
I know.
Gia, she 100% did. What was your blog? I don't think I saw
it. It was like,
Christian
McCaffrey's mom, like, calls Christian and Olivia Culpo poor. Because she like, basically did call them poor. She was like,
Here it is.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey's mom poor shamed his fiance Olivia Culpo into buying a suite for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, she, like...
We looked into his suite, and none of us can afford it, Lisa said. Not even Christian or Moneybags over there, or not even Christian Moneybags over there, nor Moneybags Olivia.
Yeah. I don't know.
Believe
I was like...
for 1 second. Didn't want to buy Lisa the suite. She seems ungrateful. This is hilarious. Spilling the beans on her podcast, calling them poor. Lisa, why do you even have a podcast in the first place? I wouldn't want to put my mom in a suite if she's going to call me poor.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey makes $12 million a year. He can afford a suite. I'm sure Olivia could. No way in hell they can't afford it.
Yeah, and I was like, is she?
And then you said, yeah, let's say. Lisa McCaffrey may be the monster-in-law. She put her son and future daughter-in-law on blast. She could get in her suite. That was all the master plan I see right through you. That's fucking hilarious, and I am completely aligned, Gia. Because why would you say that?
I know. I'm kind of convinced that she saw it and, like,
no,
100%. Sorry, Olivia.
So she was trying to, like, smooth it over, being like, oh, my monster-in-law is
here. Yeah,
yeah. But also, if you're Olivia.
I think they have a really good relationship.
I'm
her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe she was kidding, like, oh, because I say that about people. I'm like, oh, yeah, Moneybags over here.
Oh,
like,
yeah. My
I
mom
say
says that about
always.
Francesca all the time.
Always,
yeah.
always. And so, but that's hilarious. Maybe she just was like, making Joe. I don't know. That's so.
I know.
1,000,000,000% they saw the blog. 1,000,000,000 fucking percent. And I think that's hilarious.
I mean,
so funny.
She ended up freaking buying the suite.
She was in the suite. Who? Yeah. The mom?
Olivia Culpo bought the suite. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Poor Olivia. She doesn't. Christian McCaffrey, like. Come on.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand.
Come on.
And I looked it
up. It's also
up
hard
and,
to compete with, like, Taylor Swift and all the, you know. They all have so much money. Travis Kelce has so much money. Like, you can't. It's hard to. I feel bad for the WAGs and the NFL players and whatever who have to, like have a pissing contest with the other NFL people. Like, it's just not fair. Like, it's just so.
And also, you
the
would
range
think, like,
in
the players
who gets paid
get,
what.
Yeah, you'd think the players would get, like, first dibs on suites.
At
like,
least,
yeah.
you'd think.
That's crazy
right.
to me that they would have to pay for their family to have
I wonder
a suite.
How many suites. Let's look it up. I wonder how many suites are in that. What's it, Allegiant Stadium?
Yeah.
How
there
many
has to be at least 10.
In Allegiant. I would say more. I'm going to say, like, 40.
You think?
Oh, my God, yeah. Allegiant Stadium has 128 executive suites as well as 44 loge boxes, L-O-G-E. Almost all of the suites in the stadium are owned on long-term leases. This means availability for single-event rentals are no doubt limited. Okay, so the Suite Experience Group, which provides suites for the Super Bowl, offers
six options. Oh, so people, like, own
options.
Suites.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense, I guess.
Wait, it says... The Suite Experience Group, which provides suites for the Super Bowl, offers six suite options. Okay, so there are
that's what I saw. And
six
there was
different
like,
kinds of
yes,
suites.
And it starts at like 250K and then like goes all the way to like a crazy number. Like I want to say like 3 million or something like that.
It says, for the highest of high rollers, a private luxury suite that seats 20 people in the owner's club section will set you back 2.5 million.
Yeah, okay.
So that's pretty much what... Taylor was in. And that's also what they said that he that's how much he paid was 2.5 million for it. But at this point, I mean, like, he's got it like that. So obviously he has to house all these people, his friends, Taylor's whole family, his whole family, Jason's there. Like it's a big deal. So I think that it made total sense for Travis to buy that box for whatever.
Totally.
I think poor Olivia Culpo and Christian McCaffrey, maybe they could have gone in on a suite with a
couple
of people, like Brock Purdy's
split it or something.
Crew and like, well, they, you know,
Brock
a couple
Purdy
people.
Makes like no money.
True, but
it's
I
kind
mean,
of insane.
How true, I guess.
He doesn't even make a million a year. He makes like 800K or something
like
that.
That makes me so devastated.
Yeah,
he's
and then
such
like
a cutie baby.
The LA or California taxes, like,
damn.
Yeah, he makes like not that much money, which is crazy because he's
so
a Super
crazy.
Bowl.
He's a Super Bowl guy.
Yeah.
Bummer. Well, I was. How many times could they have said last night, like, he was the last pick? I was like, God, rub it
I
in.
Know,
like,
come on, Brock.
Jesus. He's good.
Yeah.
My mom, you know, my mom is rooting for the 49ers last night.
Really?
She texted me this text. I'm gonna read it out loud. She'll appreciate it. I said, she goes, sorry, Kel.
Oh.
I have to root for SF. Purdy is so adorable and got hurt last year and robbed. KC has won plenty. Do you know what Purdy did while on break? Mowed his fiance's cornfields because it was time. Go SF. And I
okay.
Said,
She's
and I
a Brock
her,
Purdy stan.
I sent her emojis like this, three in a row, and I said, I must banish your juju. She goes, still love Taylor.
Yeah.
And then later on, she goes, oh my God, we didn't discuss Travis Kelce yelling at Andy Reid.
Oh, well, I thought that was going to be brought up eventually, but
well,
yeah.
My mom goes, did you catch Kelce anger towards Reid? Concerns for Taylor. I said, chill.
Yeah,
chill.
When
chill.
I saw that happen, when
it was kind of crazy.
Travis like went up to Andy Reid and he bodied him.
Well, here's what I think happened, and Andy Reid has since released a statement.
Yeah, and he said
he
everything
startled
fine.
Him. Like he didn't. Yeah. Andy Reid did not know that Travis Kelce was coming up on his right, and Travis Kelce came up and yelled at him in his face, and he jumped a mile. Like,
yes.
He got scared
yes.
by it, and then he's hanging on. He's frustrated, whatever. But it was kind of crazy.
It was.
And I'll say this about the game. Every game that they have played leading up to this, it's been like the Chiefs are the cool, calm, collected ones, and the other team is like aggressive for no reason and ends up like losing their footing and losing, and it gets embarrassing and they get all these flags and whatever.
Yeah.
The Ravens specifically, like this, they were like that. The Bills were kind of like second half were kind of like that too. And so this game going into it, all of a sudden, the Chiefs are acting like that.
Yeah,
and
they,
I was like,
they
oh,
seem,
no.
They seem like they kind of lost their composure in the first
completely,
half a little bit.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely. So I was worried for our guy.
Yeah.
And
they weren't
and
giving
the
Travis the ball at all. Like,
no.
So he was pissed off. And I think it was right after Pacheco fumbled or something like that. Pacheco fucked up or someone fucked up with the pass. And he's like, why are you not giving me the ball? Like, why am I not in right now?
What the fuck is going on? Right, exactly.
And yeah, at first it seemed like he pushed him a little bit, but I think he just was yelling so loud that Andy was kind of like,
oh. if you look closely, he comes up to him and goes to grab his arm.
Yeah.
And in that exact moment, Andy Reid jumps up, freaks out, and is like, whoa. And then, because you see immediately after that, he like goes back down and Travis still yelling, and he's kind of like, blah, 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 whatever.
He was like, Travis was just like testing to see if my hip was still good.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just like, again, it's the heat of the moment. You can't judge someone with how they act during a high stakes Super Bowl game. Like, you're gonna win your third in the row. Mm-hmm. Like, you're pissed off. Your team's not playing well. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have an adverse reaction, obviously. And I think if you're judging people based off how they react during a game, like, That's not a good example of their character, I don't think.
I agree completely. Yeah. I also think that because it's a game and because Andy Reid is his coach, they have a different dynamic.
Yeah.
Like they're football players. They yell at each other. They yell at the coach. They let those things get the best of them. They're playing an intense game, and like you said, the stakes are high. And it's different. If it were anyone else, I probably would have rolled my eyes. I would have been like, oh, who's this macho man? The amount of like grace that I'm giving Travis Kelce, just because, and I've said a million times, that the like big football player guy, like macho man, like I know we know now that he's not that guy.
Yeah.
But when guys are like that, that's my least favorite kind of person. So whenever I see that kind of like you know, bro shit, I'm always like, roll my eyes.
See, I thought it was like kind of hot.
You weren't alone in that. There were plenty of people who thought that.
Like, why do I kind
of
like that?
There were plenty of people who said that and thought that. And in my head, like, it's all about the time and place. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, sure. Like, don't yell at me. Yeah. Like, I would like to see him like defending someone or something. Mm. Like, if he's yelling like, on behalf instead of like stomping his feet over football,
stick up for his girl.
100%. We love that. Yeah. So we love that. No worries there. Andy Reid is fine. Yeah. Everybody was like, Andy Reid doesn't deserve it. I'm like, he's fucking fine.
Yeah,
like,
he's fine. Relax. And Andy loves Travis, and Travis loves Andy. Exactly. They have a really good relationship.
Great relationship.
It's like a father-son thing, I think.
Completely. We're not worried about it at all.
Yeah.
So, right. So everybody's up in the suite having a good time. Oh, also with Ice Spice, Riot was there as well.
Yeah, that's her producer, I think.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I was wondering what their relationship was. I was like, are they dating or something?
I don't know, but in the beginning of her songs, like, she'll always be like, stop playing with me, Riot.
Oh, always. Yeah, yeah. You're so right.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that's his like producer tag.
100%.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay.
And which was, it was very funny to see Ice Spice up there just having a good old time. Taylor's like explaining to her like
hilarious.
What's going on. Like, Ice Spice meeting Jason Kelce.
She just stays giving us nothing in the face. Like, she just has. She's
except for
just
that
like,
one picture where everyone's like staring. Like, oh, yeah. At the and she's like somehow found the camera. She's like,
she's straight up. Yeah, she's.
I love her. Like, love Ice Spice.
It's funny. Like, she really is cracking. My brother loves her too. My brother got for Christmas a chia pet of Ice Spice.
Oh my
Spice.
God, that's hilarious.
And I don't know if he set it up. He's never sent me pictures. I have to. Stay tuned for Thursday. If I get my brother to send me, I'm gonna text him right now. Did you put together?
I love her. I love her energy, and what a motley, not motley crew, but like, I feel like Ice Spice just like, what does she talk about with Jason Kelce? Like, what is Jason?
Right.
And I'm also
the way that he introduced himself to her, like he like gave Taylor a big like, hug, she, and he was like, yeah. "Oh, how are you?"
He leaned down. Taylor said like, "Oh, this is my friend Ice Spice," or like, "Do you think she's like, hi, like I'm Ice," or like, "Do you think she uses her government name?" Or
so I looked up her government name.
Yeah.
And her name is Isis. So I think like,
okay,
she probably goes by Ice.
Yeah, Ice. That makes sense.
It's like
then.
Isis something something.
Okay,
That's
so that makes
her,
sense. So she introduces herself as Ice.
For sure. So it makes sense. Because
so
in my head
funny.
I was like, what is she going to say? Hi, I'm Ice Spice? Like, that's crazy. But Ice.
So many
Isis
funny moments
sense.
From that. Like Jason Kelce, like there's so many memes. Like, are you the girl who made the fart song?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the multiverse is
it's
combining.
Everybody,
yeah.
It's all, everybody's all at once. Jason Kelce, he's another one with his overalls and his shirt. That man.
Not get enough of his energy, and I like it because I feel like he takes the spotlight away from Taylor a little bit, which I appreciate.
Totally.
Like, there's a super super funny clip, not to jump ahead, but at the after party, Taylor and Travis are dancing to Love Story. It's so cute, and the camera pans over and Travis is on top of the DJ booth,
Jason,
like,
yeah. Yeah,
just like going
with like a mask on.
Yeah,
like
with a wrestler mask on. Like he's probably drunk out of his mind. Like Kylie Kelsey's nowhere to be seen. He's having
Kylie
the time of his life.
There.
So, so funny. He's hilarious. Just bumbling around. He gives me like Jack Black vibes kind of.
Big time. Which again, is shit I don't like. But for some reason, the Kelsey brothers, they get the pass for me.
They're just,
everything they do makes me laugh.
Yeah,
everything
they're just so likable.
Yeah.
And you know that Jason is such a good guy.
Totally.
And like,
I think that's a big part of it. Like, we just know that they're such good guys.
Yes.
And we've seen how sweet they are
to
their family.
Yeah.
Right. It's so it like totally negates. Like, I don't think that those guys are like the bro machismo losers because I've seen them sensitive, real people.
Yeah, and they cry together and they show their emotions.
So
sweet.
So
sweet.
So good.
So yeah, I really was happy for Jason. Just half at the top of his life and his overalls going
just
crazy.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Love it. Love him. He's hanging out. Kylie Kelsey was talking to Taylor Swift briefly. Yeah. I forget how tall she is always.
I know.
Until I see her next to Taylor. I'm like, oh no, she's tall.
Yeah, Kylie Kelsey's really tall.
She's tall. And so talking with Taylor and Scott.
Yep.
And they're just having a great old time up in the booth. It was interesting when they showed them in the booth here and there when things weren't going well.
Yeah.
They didn't really show them very
often.
They
seemed super nervous.
Super nervous.
Yeah.
They didn't show them very often, which I think was, I'm sure, intentional.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I totally forgot, too. Oh. Did you see Taylor talking to Roger Goodell?
I did, yeah.
Ew.
I saw Dave retweeted it. Get away from her.
Get away from her. Leave. Leave.
Yeah. Leave her alone.
Get a job. Leave her alone.
Get a job. Stay away from her.
Get Demi Lovato up in here.
Yeah.
No, like, for real, what the fuck? Like, get out, Roger Goodell.
Yeah,
get out. Like,
whatever.
I'm so,
he probably took his one chance to see her.
Sure.
And, like, she has to be nice to him.
She entertained
like,
it,
yeah,
and it
whatever,
was all fine.
Roger.
Whatever. Get out. So, anyway, that's all happening. They're having a great time. But they, right, so they weren't showing them as much as like, they have in the past. And every time they did show, like, the nervous moments, I was, like, it made me even
more nervous.
It made me nervous. I was like, oh, my God.
Because she was, like, biting her nails. And
picking
I was, like,
at her nails,
honestly,
biting
girl,
her nails.
Like, that's when I know that we're the same because I do the same thing. I always bite my nails when I'm nervous or, like, having anxiety. And, yeah, there was, like, they just were all standing. Like, no one was talking, really, or hugging. Except she did chug.
She chugged with Ashley.
I think that was during the halftime. During halftime, they showed her, like, with her name underneath.
They showed
like,
a big thing, yeah.
I think they went through all the celebs, and they obviously showed
and
her.
Because she was clearly prepared, and they were, like, intentionally chugging for it. So it must have been, it must have been
which
halftime.
Which I thought was, like fuck
let's
yeah.
Let's take a look at all the stars. And they did. They showed everybody. Who else was all there? It was, like,
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber.
Kim was there. Kylie, Kendall was there. Or I don't know if Kylie was there, but Kendall was there.
Kim, Kendall, Chloe.
Chloe was there. Yep.
I don't know if I saw Kylie.
Paul Rudd is a big Chiefs fan. He was there.
Yep.
And
who else?
Not
Jason
anyone.
Jason Sudeikis, I think, was there.
Oh.
I thought.
Probably.
I don't know. Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Megan Fox was there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Just a really exciting game overall. Wait, and now that we're in like the football moments, I have a.
Oh, is that stat?
Let's see. Yeah, the stat thing. I screenshot it so we can read it. All right.
Yeah.
So first half of the game, we were nervous. The Chiefs were down. It was 10-3, 49ers. We were like, oh, fuck. But then we realized, we have nothing to worry about because 13 is always on our side.
Right.
So here's a little breakdown of all of the 13s, okay? Lucky number 13. These are the notable 13s. Super Bowl 58, 5 plus 8, 13.
13.
February 11th, 2 plus 8,
13. 13.
Versus the 49ers, 4 plus 9, 13.
Oh, shit.
Halftime score, 10-3, 10 plus 3, 13.
Oh, my God.
Chiefs, 2023 wins with Kelsey, 13.
Love.
And the plays on game winning drive was 13 yards.
Wow.
And when that happened, I was really locked in at the end of the game. And like, I just, you know, I've seen more football games than I let on. Like, I know the rules.
Right.
I know the rules of football. Yeah. I don't pay close attention to like the little things, but I'm watching and I'm like, you know, standing up like my dad.
I know.
And they call Patrick Mahomes cuts through and makes that big drive down the middle right at the end.
Yeah, when you get that
and
first.
And when they announced, they're like, Patrick Mahomes, blah, 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 13 yards. I literally was like, 13 yards? I was like, it's over. And then the next like minute, it was over.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, I can't believe that this happened. I can't believe I heard him say 13 yards. It was just, it was so many.
It's so crazy how the universe
it's
works.
It's fucking nuts. Yeah. And I feel like there were even more than that somehow. But that was, the one that I saw was just that. But it's like, Unreal shit. And I did get worried that it was going to work in our opposite favor because Brock Purdy, our guy, is number 13.
I saw that too.
So I was like,
is he
going to get the shine?
13 special, yeah. But
you
no.
know, whatever. Who
if anything,
knows?
That just went towards Taylor's
it just ended up,
juju.
Yeah, yeah, it just yeah. was just bad vibes for him. Yeah. And I do feel they worked really hard. It was a really good game. The 49ers played well. If we're being real, I think that they played better than the Chiefs. For most of the game.
Yeah, their defense was insane.
Insane.
Yeah.
And so it was definitely a tough loss for them, I'm sure. We feel bad.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
I don't care. Sorry, I hate 49ers.
But like, whatever.
And I hate 49ers fans. So.
Do you? Are they shitty?
The Eagles and the 49ers, because we have to play each other last year we played each other to go to the Super Bowl. And I think Niners fans are a bunch of crybabies. We're in the same division.
It's
a little
NFC.
Bit of a rivalry. Don't like the Niners. And,
damn.
You know. You know who is a Niners fan, so fuck him.
Damn. Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, cry
All right,
about
we're
it.
Over it. We're over it. Cry about it. Boo.
Yeah,
stomp
exactly.
on your fucking grave. Love it.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Good. Then I have no guilt whatsoever.
Yeah.
perfect. So the game was nuts. The confetti starts falling. The Chiefs win. We're wondering, is she going to go on the fields?
Yeah.
She's got to go,
She's
on,
gotta
the
go
field.
On the fields. She had to,
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There was a time, obviously, they brought everybody up on the podium. They're giving out the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
They're giving out. They're giving speeches. Mahomes is up there. Travis is up there. Brittany and everybody is all up there.
The
kids are there. Everything's going on. Travis is up there by himself.
I didn't expect her to go.
That would be crazy.
Yeah,
I think. That would be crazy.
It's too
and
much.
So I'm glad that she didn't. Oh, no.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, screensaver, we've just been gabbing. Yeah. We're in a different location today. I don't know if you guys can tell. We're in a different studio than we usually are.
Should pop up soon.
Cool. Perfect. Yeah. So that was great. They hand the mic to Travis, and he Viva Las Vegas. He sang the
Travis.
Viva Las Vegas commercial.
I can't with that. And then the fight.
Viva Las Vegas. I was like, I knew what he was doing, but I was like, we're doing the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. They're doing the whole thing.
And
Taylor's
fight,
face
right.
was like.
Taylor's face. Yeah, Taylor had, finally, can everybody get off my dick? When we said last time we were saying this, and I was like, yeah, she like, you know, she's like cringing in the way that she's rolling her eyes.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's
it's
my
like,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in a mean way.
No.
Just being like, oh, God. Like that kind of vibe. And we said that last week, and we put the clip out, and everybody was giving a shit, being like, she was not cringing. She loves him. I'm like, no, she's cringing at that. Like, she's
sorry,
being like,
but
fuck.
Like, you can't not cringe
You
at
can't
that.
Not cringe.
Yeah.
And cringing at something doesn't automatically mean that you hate them.
Yeah,
like, you
just
can just
like,
be like,
oh,
oh
my God.
Like,
here he goes again. You
here
know
he goes
what I mean?
Again.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
But again, he won the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want, act however you want, whatever. Then we get first of all, my favorite moment. Personally, is she started blowing kisses at him up on the thing, and he blew them back.
So cute.
And the side by sides of those,
those pictures
are
so
like bring me to tears.
Yeah,
like it is the I like honestly could cry. Like it's something about it just
so
like,
magical and
so
magical. Romantic and just so quintessential, like rom com,
unbelievable
storybook ending.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And then he comes down. The speeches are over. Everything. He's back on the field. Gives his mom a hug. She got out of the way quick. Donna was like, "Hug, love you. Let's talk later."
Yeah,
you know whatever. Then he goes
go
right
girl.
Into Taylor's arms.
Yeah,
huge.
He said something
kiss.
Like,
he said,
come was, here, girl.
He said,
like,
come here,
baby
girl.
Girl.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or something
come here,
like
baby
that.
Girl. Or something like that.
Come here, girl. Might have been that.
Yeah.
And then he
so
said, was
cute.
It electric?
Yeah.
Was it electric? You just won the Super Bowl. Was it electric?
Yeah, it's so cute. Like, and that's so like Travis's, like,
oh my God.
Like
the way he talks.
The way he talks.
Yeah,
was
yeah,
it electric?
Yeah.
She's like, it was incredible.
It was
amazing.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Kissing,
so cute. Hugging each other. Like, they
hugging.
Just, like, her, the way her eyes were closed, like, you can tell that she was just like, and his muscles were
I felt like
so...
I felt like I was in that hug.
Like, you
hug.
Could feel, like, the... Just the pure love and, like...
It's palpable through the
his
screen.
His muscles were bulging.
Wait, how about this?
Through his
Dude.
Uniform.
Dude.
And the way that he was probably squeezing her so tight, like...
He was sweaty. I was like, she doesn't even care how sweaty he is right now.
No,
he was, like, dabbing
like,
his
I
face.
Was... Sorry, but, like, I would literally lick his... I would literally licked the sweat off him. I don't care. Like, he's so hot. The
Super Bowl sweat?
Yeah.
No, like, I was saying last night, I was like, because in that moment, I was watching it and seeing it, and he was dabbing sweat, and I was like, oh my God, he's so sweaty. She doesn't even care. There's so in love.
Yeah.
And in my head, I was like, I think I would still care. That's how impossible I am.
I'm
so impossible that I'd be like, ooh, you're sweating. Yeah. I wouldn't say it. I'd be like, oh my God, you're sweating so much. It's like, no fucking shit. I just won the Super Bowl.
Ew, you're sweaty.
I'm high maintenance like that. Yeah. What was I about to bring up? Something important.
Something about his muscles?
No. Oh, I wish though, but no. This clip of, I don't know what announcer it is. Let's play it.
I know we want to talk about football right now, but as I look at Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, we've been talking about the relationship all year long. That right there is special. That woman is damn near in tears. Travis is emotional. That's real love.
Yeah.
That's what you can get when you have the good support of a woman behind you. He has had one hell of a season.
That's beautiful.
That's what you get when you have the support of a good woman behind you. I love it. I don't know who that announcer was. I assume whoever was on TV. I don't know who that announcer was, but I loved those words.
Yeah,
it was so sweet because really, what a moment!
Yeah,
like, what a storybook moment!
Yeah,
the confetti falling, the kissing, the love, the families on the field.
Donna was just crying. Travis Donna's was crying. Like, it was just
everyone's,
so beautiful.
Everyone is just, you know, beside themselves. It's absolutely magical. And I wrote a blog about this last night. Because I was like, you know, winning the Super Bowl, what is it hard? I've made that joke like 5 times today. Yeah. And in that blog, I said that I think that people are so quick to hate this, doubt this. And I'll take accountability as well for this. In the beginning with Travis, when I didn't like him and thought that he was like clout chasing on Taylor. it's like, I think that so many of us don't want to believe that this is just genuine because we're all like miserable. Like, we've all just been miserable for so long.
Yeah.
And we've been taught like life isn't like the movies. Like life isn't fair. Like blah, 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 whatever. That we can't even like when just goodness, something that we can appreciate and feel nice about is presented to us, we're hit over the head with it.
Yeah.
We still can't accept it because we're like, no way. Like, I don't even want to believe that happiness this like exist. This
yeah,
exists.
Yeah. I also think it has to do a lot with like football too, because like if your team loses and then you see Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift like making out of it, you're like, fucking goddamn it, this is bullshit.
Right. You don't enjoy don't enjoy that. But I just mean for like people that are haters of Taylor and Travis or of this whole spectacle, like everything about it. I just think like we were given something fun and loving and exciting, and they have a, you know, an
and
excellent,
it's like hopeful,
like,
it's like, oh, it's, I want to love like that.
It's hopeful. It's you know, it's wonderful to see, and it's a great example. And we've seen who's our guy that said that nice stuff a long time ago, who we loved. The basketball player?
Yes.
What is his name?
Oscar. No, not Oscar.
I think
he sings. Hold on.
I think you're right about Oscar.
It's something like that. Hold on. What's the singing show called?
Masked Singer?
Masked Singer, yes. Masked Singer, NBA player. What is his name?
Because he said
Victor Oladipo.
Victor Oladipo.
Yes. Victor Oladipo called it from day
from
one.
From day one, he said all those kind things. And I just think that, like, that is the vibe we should all have for this. Like, team, you know, sports parts aside.
Yeah.
We were handed this rom-com to show us that, like, life is worth living. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like literally, like, life is worth living. Look at this. I'm not kidding. Like, for real, though.
It's hilarious.
Like, people have been so fucking miserable for so long, and it feels like it gets worse and worse every day with this hatred online. Like, it drives me insane. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm too in it or something. But seeing this and watching this and seeing, like, two young, successful people be in love and have good family values and respect and like all this shit.
Supporting each other.
Like breaking down, you know, like bending like gender norms. Like, who cares who makes more money? Mm-hmm. Who cares? Like, you know, they're true equals. Like, it's just so inspiring.
Yeah.
And I think that it's time for all the haters to just like accept it for what it is, a nice thing. It's just nice. All of this is nice.
Yeah.
You can just enjoy somebody being in love. You can enjoy someone else's success. You can feel hopeful that you could find a love like Taylor and Travis.
Yeah,
you could
totally.
You're allowed. You're allowed to feel hopeful.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a lesson we all need to learn, myself included. That's what I'm saying. It's not like I am not innocent in this. I am a very negative person.
I know, so am I.
And that's my, from the jump, I'm negative. Like, you start off bad and you work your way up to good. Like, yeah. I automatically hate you when I meet you and you have to earn your way. Like, that's just how I've always have been. It's not great all the time, but sometimes, you know, it stops me from making mistakes.
Right.
But yeah, I think that it's just so nice to
see. Yeah,
to
it's
see.
Just, it's a real life rom-com and it's really just is. So crazy. And it just reminds you that love is real. And love is
love
beautiful.
Love is real. Love is real.
And life
is
worth living.
Life is worth living. Yeah. Literally. Like, that's it. Life. Thank you, yeah. Travis and Taylor, for showing us that life is worth living. I'm not kidding. Like, thank you.
Thank
true,
you, guys.
Thank you. In the midst of all of this, we'll talk about the after party in a second, because that in itself is just more love, love, love. Mm-hmm. In the midst of all this, I would say, like, minutes before the Super Bowl ended, like, I don't know exactly the timeline because I didn't see it myself. I only saw clips of it posted on Twitter or like screenshots. Taylor Nation posting, are you ready for
it? Well, there was a Disney Plus commercial.
Right. There was a Disney Plus commercial during the Super Bowl for Eras Tour going on Disney Plus.
But no, it was a bunch of different things.
It wasn't
the
really.
Last, it was like a bunch of different quotes from different movies and stuff.
Right.
And then the last line was ..
Ready
for ready it?
For
question
it?
Mark. And then the commercial ended. And I was like, whoa!
Yeah, like, what's going on
but
here?
But then it was
quickly, of course,
shut down. Just the Eras Tour is going on Disney+.
Eras Tour is going on Disney+, which we already knew.
It's like, why'd you have to use a Reputation one?
I don't know why. That's what I'm saying. Everything is weird. Also, wait, something we didn't point out. We're getting a lot of two imagery. Did we talk about this last week?
Oh, the two.
On Thursday?
Yeah, no, we didn't.
The twos. She's been doing, putting up two everywhere. She did it at the Grammys. She did it at her show in Japan.
And then there was two lines through the cake.
Two lines through the cake and I'll Bet You Think About Me music video.
I don't know what else, though.
Something's going on with two.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Two albums?
Could be. But it didn't line up quite right for last week. It was like she did two in the Grammys, and 2 days from the Grammys, she announced, or she gave the album list, title list, the title track list.
Oh, yes.
2 days after the Grammys, she gave the track list.
Yeah.
And then 2 days after that, she announced Eras Tour.
Oh. Okay, the longer version, right, okay, with the extra songs.
With extra shit. Yeah. So people thought it was going to be like another 2 days.
And something else was going to be announced.
And something else was going to happen, and nothing ever happened. Yeah. So I don't know. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, I think
I'm not getting down the clown.
Yeah, we can't clown anymore.
I'm out of the game.
Unfortunately,
it'll happen when it happens, and it'll be a wonderful surprise.
Yeah.
My only issue with not anticipating it is that I worry that I'm going to like be asleep or drunk or something. Like,
yeah,
not drunk, but.
I feel like we'll know maybe like the day of, like all the signs will start pointing.
Right.
And, you know, I think day of we can speculate, but we can't fall for the traps that come like now. You
can't
know?
Fall
like,
for the traps.
Oh, and 6 days means 6 weeks, and on this date means this, that. You know what I mean? So, like, we'll take it day by day.
Take it day by day. Yeah. So that's that. So, shout out Taylor Nation for perpetuating the trolls.
Yeah.
We've learned our lesson. I didn't even flinch.
I did a little.
I didn't even.
I know.
I was like,
and Madeline,
no way.
Madeline was so quick. She was like, isn't that just for
Aerosaur? Yeah, that's
Aerosaur?
What I said.
And I was like, Aerosaur, God damn it, Madeline. Are you
immediately,
pooping?
I said.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's. Not during the Super Bowl. Not during Travis's big moment.
No.
Way.
Not
she
his
never.
Big moment. Yeah.
She would never. So, Super Bowl ends. Confetti is fallen. Love, love, love. And then we head to the after parties.
Yeah.
Where there was even more love.
Yeah.
Everyone was hammered drunk.
Yeah.
It seems.
Jason was stumbling all over the place.
Jason was everywhere. First, we had the Chainsmokers DJing.
Yeah.
Cool. Love it. They played the Love Story remix.
Yep.
Or no, I'm sorry.
They played
no.
Love Story and You Belong. I think it was
They played You Belong With Me remix because Travis went into the booth with the Chainsmokers.
Yeah, I saw that. But I think,
Emma's like,
was it not the Chainsmokers the entire time?
No, because it was Marshmallow for Love Story.
Oh.
Because they panned over, they did Love Story and they panned over to Jason.
Yes,
and
you're right.
So Chainsmokers did You Belong With Me remix.
Yeah.
And Travis ran up into the booth. Turned around to Taylor, pointed, you belong with me, and she's in the back with her drink like, oh,
yeah, so
hilarious,
cute,
adorable, really fun.
There was something, someone made a funny joke about Joe Alwyn.
Running into the car. I keep seeing everyone keeps like bringing out those videos
too. How they walk like so slow.
Rushing her into the car. Yeah. Dragging her by her arm into the car. That was so crazy. Like, it's so crazy watching those back. I hate playing the comparison game. Well, now, I mean, you know, maybe I won't hate so much, or I won't hate comparing and talking shit so much once we hear the new album. But I always felt bad when they would show the difference between like them running out of a place and him like dragging her versus like the way that Travis is so careful.
Yeah.
However, like, you know, you never know the time, but watching those videos like side by side is fucking such crazy. A difference. It's like, oh my god.
And like the way
basically
that
ripped her arm out of her socket. Like it's crazy.
And they played You Belong With Me, and Travis automatically gets up and goes on stage and dances and points to Taylor, and then like Joe like is asked about her once in an interview, and he like doesn't
freaks
answer
the
and
fuck
freaks
out
and like
yeah.
gets pissed off. Yep. And it's like, okay, well, clearly it shows the difference, I think, at least until we are proven otherwise.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, it's all about confidence. And I don't believe that Joe had the kind of confidence he needed to have to be dating a woman like Taylor Swift. He just didn't. So You Belong With Me, that exchange happens. Then we get to the video that I've watched, I don't know how many times at this point.
Bajillion.
A million.
Yeah.
Like, no joke, a million. Like, it's actually crazy. Where it's now Marshmello DJing, playing the Love Story remix, and we see Taylor and Travis dancing together, singing to each other.
Yeah, it's so cute.
You be the prince, and I'll be the princess.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is how I dance to that song whenever it comes
on.
I do this. I feel like everyone does that.
Yeah.
And so she just is, like, dancing like
it's
us.
It's so funny.
And it's a love story, and before Baby Just Say Yes, big smooch on the lips.
It's so cute.
Like, just love, 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 love. And then they continue dancing. Then she backs it up. She's backing it up.
Get a girl.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. Like, seeing her out. Like, the fact that she was in Vegas at the Wynn.
It's crazy.
It's like, we didn't get anything
from her
for 6 years. And now she's at the freaking club dancing to her own music. Like, I don't think we've ever gotten to see that ever. So
I've never seen her in the club.
Yeah, it was
just really
nice to see her having so much fun. Like, the fact that they played her own music is so funny to me. And like,
so cute.
She fully embraced it, and Travis embraced it, and everyone was having so much fun. And I was obsessed with every single moment, every tidbit, the putting the jacket on her shoulders.
Oh, Gia,
them
no.
walking out.
The fact that, well, first of all, she wore that jacket for like most of the night.
Yeah.
Like, they came in and it was, you know, whatever. No one has their liquor blanket on just yet. And so he gives her the jacket, and he's wearing the pants still.
Yeah.
So when they walk out,
they look like
she's wearing
matching.
The jacket, he's
so
wearing the
cute.
Pants. By the way, I really did buy those jeans.
Oh, good for
the
you.
The area jeans. Yeah, which, by the way, I also, she's worn them before. Or like, she has.
They looked.
I've seen them before.
Like something similar, yeah. The shorts. Are they the same brand as the shorts.
I think right around then, I don't know if she wore them or someone else wore them, and I saw them and I knew they were the same brand. Mm. But it was like a few months ago where I debated buying those exact jeans. And I ended up not. Being like, no, don't. Like, stop buying crazy jeans like this.
Yeah.
And then she wore them again yesterday, and I was like, it took me 30 seconds to justify it. I was like, well, they're black, and I love black. I wear that shit all the time. I don't care that they're bedazzled. I wear bedazzles on a Tuesday.
No, bedazzles
I'm
cool
not a,
now.
I'm not someone to, like, not sparkly it up the week. Like, I don't
those
need an occasion.
Those pants are so you. They're
I will
so
wear
you.
Them every day at work.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
they're fine. So I got them, and they're on the way. They should be here tomorrow or Wednesday, I believe.
Quick delivery.
So I'll be wearing them, hopefully, on Thursday.
Perfect.
Or for Wednesday's recording if they arrive in time.
Right.
Fingers crossed. So very exciting stuff. Oh, yeah, they were Aria. Is the brand of the pants, by the way. The top was Dion Lee Love. Oh, let's talk a little bit about,
she had custom 87 Louboutins.
Dude, she had the
so
amount of
cute.
Custom shit that she had on. Let's get to my girl. Sorry, I'm searching Beyonce. I'm like deep in, because Beyonce also
announced
a new album.
Yeah.
Congratulations to her. And released a song, Texas Hold'em. It's good.
Oh,
country
really?
Song. Country album, country
I know.
Song.
I don't, I'm not a country girl.
It's not country like
okay, like too much.
And I left my dog down by the dock last week, and
short,
I came back, and he was drinking the beer I
beer
left.
On the truck, and you know my cousin's coming over, and the Daisy Dukes. Yeah,
no,
I hate that
it's
shit.
Not like that.
Yeah.
It's very, like, it's good. It's good. Okay. I listened to it. So here's all the things she was wearing last night. First, she was wearing a Chiefs bomber jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And then her crystal slit jeans, which she already had.
Yep.
And then she also had a custom football clutch bedazzled Judith Lieber.
Yes, Judith Lieber.
Which is
so cute.
You know what? Is the guy, there was a guy that was taking photos with her in the booth who like kind of had his hands like are like are wrapped around her waist, like inside her belt loop, like it was weird, like whatever. Turns out he is like the Judith Lieber guy.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, because he kept being like, so good to meet you, so glad you like your bag, Judith Lieber bag, which, you know, famously I believe is from the Sex in the City movie,
where she gets, when Big gets her Judith Lieber bag,
and everybody has the Judith Lieber bag. So yeah. This one is shaped like a football, red football.
So cute. And it has
custom
87
on it.
So cute.
And then she had the 87 necklace, which was Stephanie Gottlieb. She also had a tennis choker on as well. Gorgeous. Oh, wow. I was about to be like, ooh, I love that tennis choker. Maybe I should get one.
How much is it?
Just kidding. $7,500. It's real diamonds. Why did I think for a second it would be real diamonds?
I think the 87 necklace was like $4,500 too, right?
$4,250.
Yeah.
Large varsity pendant. Very cool. Yeah. Then she had on that top, the Dion Lee. Crochet corset top, which I don't know if you guys could tell, there was only like a bandeau up top. She had underboob going on, and I was like, you go, girl.
She's slaying.
Slaying big time.
Yeah.
Then we have this heart earring. It was a red heart earring like
cute.
That. And also a bunch of red rings that she was wearing.
Okay,
she was
cute.
Just really crushing it. These were all the last
she's
line
very
LA.
Good at being like the tasteful wag.
Totally.
You know? There's nothing Shala more Karimi. Fun than wearing another person's number. Like when my high school boyfriend was on the
it's
football
cute.
Team, like I was addicted to wearing his number.
It's
so
cute.
Like it's so cute and it's so fun.
It's
like
really fun.
I don't,
especially
yeah.
where else are you gonna wear it? Here,
yeah,
like,
totally.
This is where you wear the fucking Super Bowl is
totally.
Where you wear the number. So yeah, I'm trying to look at this girl's name. Shala Karimi was one of the designers, and also Retrouve. I don't know these people. The last line LA I've heard of before, but the others I don't know. So if you're interested in that, again, Taylor Swift Style has it all.
Yep.
She was wearing a bunch of necklaces, Shea jewelry, all very expensive. Jeez, she had a really nice bracelet on. Her shoes, the Eleanor Suede ankle boots, custom 87 Louboutin, 87
sick.
On the side. So sick.
Yeah.
She had on her little earring cuffs that she usually wears. This is Jackie Aiche, A-I-C-H-E. Really cute. If you like ear cuffs or like the bracelet or the things you put on your, what are they called? It's like a ring, but then it has a chain.
Oh, yeah,
your
yeah,
bracelet.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot of that kind of stuff.
Cute.
Love, love, love. And let's see. Oh, what was Travis wearing? Oh, Amiri. That was Travis's outfit.
Oh, cute.
A custom Amiri suit. And Taylor,
I like
obviously.
The fit. I thought it was cool.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
It says, ooh, and this is fun because look at this drawing of Travis.
Ooh, slay.
Slay, Trav.
Yeah, I love
so
that.
So cute.
Yeah. It was so Reputation.
This time, my girl Taylor so style. This time, the jacket around her shoulders is his.
Oh.
Oh, heading out town, blah, blah, blah. Custom boucle sequin jacket by Amiri, which is riffed from the brand's spring summer 24 collection.
Cute.
Mike Amiri told Women's Wear Daily, the look is very much our take on modern tailoring with a cropped jacket and baggy trouser, here made in black boucle fabric woven with palettes to celebrate the showman that he is.
Yes, he really is. Yeah, I love that.
Love.
Oh
my God.
I loved it.
When it comes to Taylor, she is no stranger to Amiri pieces, having worn a number of them during the Reputation and Lover eras.
Ooh.
I also wonder if a bit of coordination happened here because the both of them rocking black and silver embellished looks. Very cool.
Cute,
very cool.
Cute.
So that's the fashion update on all that.
Yeah.
Really just looked incredible all night long. She had cool ponytail in her hair with cool braids.
Braid. I loved it. Loved the look. Everything about it looked amazing.
I
want to talk about really quick Brittany Mahomes.
Yes. No, we have a few things to say about
her.
Yes,
there's a
few things
to say.
And I'm so glad you brought it up.
First up was the Vegas. They were at a club.
Hilarious.
And Jackson Mahomes goes up to the bouncer and seems like he says something along the lines of like, my brother's Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And they're not letting him in. And Brittany literally looks over. She's like.
Yeah, she goes.
Goes back to dancing.
Goes part to play.
So funny. Well,
love
but apparently Jackson
that.
Mahomes was hanging out with Travis's ex-girlfriend.
Well, I heard some shit about that too, and I don't know what the fuck that was about.
Yeah, I didn't see any videos or anything.
Neither did I. But then, did you see the video of Jackson coming up to Taylor on
the
field and her?
She literally
her face
like,
was like,
"Oh, hey, Jackson!"
Literally, hey, quick hug, beelined it out of there, and as she should, because again, he and especially if he's hanging out with Travis, like, what a fucking freak!
Yeah,
like, that's bizarro world.
Yeah,
weird
so I wonder
by,
if they're all just
by
like,
his ex too. If his
totally.
Ex is like, because Jackson is. you know, a freak. We know that. But he's also kind of young. Mm-hmm. So in my head, I'm like, how old is this girl? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's got to be in her 30s hanging out with some 20-something-year-old.
Yeah, it's
like,
weird.
Her ex's teammate's younger brother.
Yeah.
It's like weird vibes. Don't fucking do
but
that.
But I didn't see a lot from Brittany during the game or during the after party.
So neither did I. So during the game, she was in a different...
She was in a different suite.
Different suite,
yeah.
Which I was like, oh, I bet she was so pissed. I bet she was like, oh, I wish I was in the suite with
really?
Taylor.
Really? Like, I don't know. I feel
well,
like...
she was like with her family and her
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, I feel
and
like
I'm sure...
That's like a family moment that you maybe... I mean, if it was someone that cares more about love in their family, I feel like you would be like,
no, so
I'd
true. I'm just thinking,
family.
I'm thinking more like, you know, she's
but yeah,
had,
it's like that's definitely like the more fun suite
yeah.
for sure. Yeah,
it's like she, you know, maybe she stopped by.
Yeah,
but so, we love her for blowing off Jackson.
Yeah, that was
incredible,
very
incredible.
Funny.
She was up on the stage at the end. She had a cute, like, I think it must have been red, but it looked pink, like sequin,
like
dress. Top,
yeah,
dress,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
something
yeah.
Something going
very
on.
Cute.
Not totally sure what that was all about, but she looked good. But somebody sent me this message, and I sent it to you already about this.
Oh, right.
And I think it's very interesting, and it's taught me a lesson, and I think we should all take this forward. Okay. This girl sent me this DM. She said, hey, Kelly, I don't know if you guys have covered this on Taylor Watch or not, or if it would be even relevant, but I think it's interesting. When Brittany Mahomes did a campaign with Skims, the world jumped down her throat for being a traitor, but Lana
yeah.
has one, and we haven't heard a thing. It'd be interesting to discuss the two. So this is... And sometimes we are not exempt from the pile on that's unnecessary sometimes with women. And I
yeah.
hate that it happens like that sometimes.
Yeah.
You really weren't. Or I don't know. No, I don't know. I know that I talked a little bit of shit. We were talking.
I think I said, yeah, I think I was just like, Brittany Mahomes is super annoying.
We
yeah.
were talking shit about the Skims campaign that she did with Patrick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Majorly. And
yeah.
we were like, she's not really her friend. We went in on her.
Yeah.
As did a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Dave went apeshit about that. Like, we all went crazy about that. And Lana Del Rey, I saw that she had a Skims campaign, and I barely even...
Didn't
even register to me.
I know, me
that
neither.
They were, that it was like, oh, that's Taylor's friend and whatever,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Which to me is like, that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
How did we automatically jump down Brittany Mahomes' throat?
Yeah,
and not give her the same kind of grace or the thought of like, oh, it's probably nothing. Like, who
yeah.
cares? Whatever.
Yeah.
Make that money. Who cares? Like,
yeah.
not a big deal. You're getting paid. It's money out of Kim Kardashian's pocket. Like, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's crazy that we didn't do the same or give Brittany
yeah.
the same courtesy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
and I
apologies
think that,
to Brittany.
I think yes. I think after this whole season has gone down, the way that Brittany has acted, we've said nice things about her being Taylor's friend or whatever. I would like this to stand as my personal apology to Brittany Mahomes for ever saying anything mean.
I will stand by that apology as well.
Yes,
yeah.
or like just flippant or something
yeah.
that was like not
media
not
just
right.
always painted
mean.
Her in such a bad light, and like, you know, you can take clips and videos and shit out of context, and I don't know. I feel like she's definitely toned it down a lot, and
we have to remember this: the same media that fed Brittany Mahomes to us in this bad light is the same media that's trying to say the same things about Taylor Swift.
Right, right,
and we
right.
have to remember that,
right.
and remember that it's not reality, and that like we know that Taylor is the way that she is, and
right.
the media is fucking ridiculous. Who says that Britney is not the same?
Right.
So I think that that we love all that she's done, we love that she's doing, and that's a good lesson I think
yeah.
for us to have learned.
Agreed.
And I think yeah. So
yeah.
love Britney.
Yeah.
Congrats to her and her husband.
Congrats to her
Pat,
and Pat. Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
He gave a great
cute
speech.
Family.
Did he? Who's like? I was kind of confused. Who won MVP?
Patrick
did.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
good,
yeah.
good. Okay. Congratulations to him on,
yeah,
on winning MVP.
Yeah,
he deserved
yeah.
it. They pulled it out at the end. Like, that was,
yeah.
it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He really, really was good.
Yeah.
I loved his speech at the end being like, you know, people need to remember, like, the Kansas City Chiefs are not underdogs. Like,
yeah.
whatever. And it's crazy that they even were.
Yeah, totally.
But, so this is his third?
Third in a row.
Third in a row.
Yeah.
Winning.
Yep.
That's crazy.
So
man.
Crazy.
It's so fucking
yeah.
crazy.
Dynasty. People
Dynasty.
Are saying now, like, are they the new Patriots?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it seems like. Well, that's what I was saying to my mom yesterday. My mom was like, I'm just so sad for Brock Purdy. I was like, Mom, he's 24 years old. He's got plenty of time.
Yeah. He's younger
like,
than
no
me.
No big deal.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he's got plenty of time. He'll for his
yeah.
own dynasty. Right now, Patrick's building one.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, please. Like, where'd you read that? And I was like, I'm a football
yeah,
fan.
Yeah,
now,
sorry
okay?
that we're yeah.
I know the things. I know everything.
Yeah. yeah.
But let me think. Was that what else happened? So much happened that it's like it's just really hard to keep track.
I feel like we covered everything.
I think so too. You Belong With Me, Jason, Travis's speech,
yeah.
Brittany Mahomes. Oh, really quickly. guess who's sniffing around trying to get our attention again and get us on their side for no fucking reason?
Who?
The New York Times.
Oh.
And to their...
I fell victim to that by accident.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because the message is correct.
Yes.
I just don't buy it. And I... Mm. Now, because...
They're trying to
yeah. save face. Yeah. So the New York Times published another opinion piece, which in my opinion... We've had enough opinions coming out of the New York Times. As we remember, we discussed on this show a while back, the New York yeah. Times did an opinion piece, published an opinion piece about how Taylor Swift is actually gay. And it was fucking crazy,
yeah.
psycho shit.
Yeah.
And Taylor was very upset about it. And Tree Payne put out a whole thing about yeah. it. It was nuts. So now they put out an opinion piece over the weekend saying that the judgment, it actually, let's look at it.
Yeah. I was going to bring it up because I sent it to you.
You bring it up in the DMs yeah, on Twitter.
Yes.
Because, again, the sentiment is correct. It just seems very suspicious all of a sudden.
Yeah.
After, you know, all of a sudden we're trying to jump on getting people Shaquille to be happy.
Oh, here we go.
Shaquille O'Neal also.
Oh, yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal got his picture
yeah.
with Taylor.
Shaquille, we've shout out to Shaquille O'Neal. He said, if I see Taylor Swift and get to shake her hand, take a picture, I'll be good. She's a fabulous person. I'm happy for her. I'm proud of her. She's done a lot. She's definitely a cultural icon. I just want to shake the hand of greatness.
It's fabulous.
And they got to meet.
By the way, in the picture of Shaquille O'Neal and Taylor is also that Judith Lieber guy.
Oh, really?
That's the picture that he's in.
Oh, that's
he's
funny.
Like he's like a shorter guy.
Okay, so this is what I sent to Kelly.
Okay.
New York Times published an opinion piece on the recent unnecessary Taylor Swift online discourse. Mm-hmm. It's a tale as old as time, how it's impossible for any woman, whether superstar or mere mortal, to get it right. It's Barbie monologue, Taylor's version. Mm-hmm. You have to have money, but you can't ask for money because that's crass. You have to be a boss, but you can't be too powerful. You have to be a career woman, but not ambitious. You have to answer for men's bad behavior, which is insane. Mm-hmm. But if you point it out, then you're accused of complaining. But always stand out and always be grateful, but never forget that the system is rigged. You have to never get old, never be rude, never show off, never be selfish. Never fall down, never fail, never show fear, never get out of line. It's too hard, and it's too out, in fact. Oh, and it turns out, in fact, that not only are you doing everything wrong, but also everything is your fault. Despite winning pretty much everything, it seems Taylor Swift can't win.
Yep.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, like, I feel like...
It makes total sense.
Coming
and that's
back
why.
To the peak of her career, you know, she's accomplishing all these great things. She's in a great relationship. Everything that's going on in her life is so positive. The media, Twitter, whatever, people just want to find any reason to get her...
They can't handle it.
To dull her shine or bring her back down to earth or whatever it is. And, yeah, they can't handle
people
it.
People are so miserable that they cannot accept... success.
Yeah.
They cannot accept that someone is a good person,
yeah.
doing things the right way and just living her life
yeah.
and including fans in on that life.
Yeah.
They cannot process it
yeah.
and so they need to tear it down. They're afraid. I think people are afraid of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's really what it is. Like, they're afraid of, they think she has power. They think that she has like the ability. Have you seen all the discourse online about like the presidential election? People are like,
oh, they want
whoever,
her to say.
Both sides are like campaigning for Taylor. Like they, and then preemptively, people are on the right are being like, well, they're the ones. Well, this is what people are saying. I'm not saying this. Twitter is saying this. I don't want anybody to get it twisted. I'm not political in this way.
Right.
I'm just repeating political thoughts that I see people say. All of the like carbon emission stuff started by the right because they were like, oh, you're like liberal savior.
Right.
Look at
right.
what she's doing.
Right.
Like, so people are trying to like get ahead of it
right.
to discredit her before she like puts it. What's the word?
Like
endorses. Before she
yeah.
endorses someone for president.
Right.
And she said nothing about if she's smart, she says nothing.
I agree.
She says
I don't
nothing.
Know why our political.
Because they're right. She does carry a lot of weight.
No, totally.
Like,
I get that. But like the fact that our presidency is relying on a pop star is
crazy.
So stupid.
It's so crazy.
Like, form your own fucking opinions. Form your own thoughts. Like, it's crazy to me that Joe Biden is like on his hands and knees begging her for a fucking endorsement. Like, how
yep.
about you like use your words?
It's wild.
I don't like either. So it's just
don't like anybody.
It's like, yeah,
everybody's
I don't like
terrible.
Anybody. So it's just like, it's saying to me that they both are relying on Taylor Swift. And I get why for sure, because
totally.
Whoever she says she endorses, so many people will vote for sure. And like
right.
you saw that with the Nashville, with Miss Americana
go
and all that
vote.
Stuff.
Yep.
But Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me to have a pop star be the catalyst in our U.S. election. Like, right. it's crazy to me. And it's too much pressure to put on one person.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I think if she's smart, she'll just say nothing. And people will call her a coward for it, whatever, but...
People have been, and I'm kind of like,
you can't
whatever,
win.
Right, you cannot
Again,
win.
With the fucking thing, you can't win.
No matter what you say, you can't win. And yeah. So I hope she stays out of it as long as she can. Who knows if she's going to be able to, like... Because she has been pretty outspoken about politics. Like, she made
that
switch.
Yeah.
Miss Americana, she made that switch. So now she's kind of at a tough spot. Like, if she never mentioned it ever, it could be like, well, Taylor never talks politics.
Yeah.
This time around, it's like, well, what's louder? Saying something or not saying something?
Right.
So
right.
It's all these things to weigh. And who knows? And I feel terrible that she's in that kind of position. It sucks. But that is, like, people are afraid of her. People are afraid of the power that she holds,
yeah, totally.
And the influence that she has. And so they do anything they can to tear her down, mm-hmm. and dull her shine, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's shocking. But so while the message behind that opinion piece of the New York Times is correct
yeah.
and I'm sure well-intentioned to a certain extent, we don't fucking forget, New York Times.
No.
We don't forget.
No, we
you
know
can't
you
ride
did.
The, you can't ride this wave because you feel like it's time.
Mm-hmm.
You were cutting her down,
mm-hmm.
you know, 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So slow your fucking roll.
Yeah, yeah. Totally agree.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think that's enough with that.
Yeah.
Oh, we have, let's see what we have up next in the next couple of
weeks. Oh, we got Australia.
Australia up
Melbourne.
Next. Melbourne.
And then Sydney,
for
right?
For three. Yeah, we've got Melbourne on February 16, 17,
18. Nice.
And then we have Sydney on the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th.
Oh, nice. So she has a couple days in between.
She does. So she'll be in Australia from
I hope
the
that
16th
Travis
to
goes
the
to the Sydney
26th.
Show.
People say that he will. I looked it up. The Chiefs parade is on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what I would figure. It's usually right. very soon, like
so
very close after the Super Bowl. So...
Right. So he, and also, by the way, Sabrina Carpenter is with her all through Australia
yes.
and Singapore as well, which,
oh, really?
Is, right, which is right after.
Yes.
Yep. Sabrina Carpenter is
I
there.
Love
oh my God.
It.
And then it's my show. It's so soon.
Wow.
Right after Singapore.
May what? May.
May 10th.
May 10th. Nice.
Oh my God. I'm gonna throw up.
I'm
I can't
so
believe
jealous.
It's so soon. Fuck.
Me and
okay.
my mom were trying to look at tickets because we're thinking maybe Canada. Because they're
oh, yeah.
so expensive
yeah.
everywhere.
They're crazy everywhere.
I was like,
yeah.
do you want to go to like Warsaw? She was like, no.
No, I'm not interested. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do about like Miami and stuff.
I know. Miami,
like, I wonder
Miami
if that,
is.
If anyone's ever even going to be able to get
the
in there.
The tickets are insane for
I know.
Miami. The tickets are like $2,000 for nosebleeds.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
We need Dave to step in. Although, I don't know. Like, me and Dave have a relationship to repair at
yeah.
this point.
I know. You guys need to have a. You guys need to have
a
sit
down.
Yeah,
a little sit
heart
down
to heart.
Relationship. Yeah.
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I just need to make sure we're still good on the Swifty front.
I think so.
I think we're good. He
yeah.
was texting about it the other day.
Oh,
not,
nice.
No, we didn't talk about it at all in the
this
Super
weekend?
Bowl.
This weekend? Okay.
No. But he was busy. He was in Vegas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have, that's exciting. Travis did say, remember to that reporter that one time, like, oh, I hope to get down under, whatever. So
yeah.
it's
yeah.
a long time that she's there. Maybe they'll go there. Maybe he'll meet up for one of the shows in Sydney, and then maybe
yeah.
they'll head over
it's
to Singapore.
It's the least he could do
least
after
he
she
could
fucking
do.
Traveled all over the goddamn
least
world for
he
him.
Could do.
Yeah.
Oh, and a PSA, Melbourne, Australia is 16 hours ahead.
Okay.
As Japan was 14 hours ahead. So...
Just touch something.
2
really
a.m.
Gross.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
So 2 a.m. is the time that it will start.
Oh.
Surprise songs probably around, let's see.
Four?
Four. No. Let's see. It started at 4, and the surprise songs were like 6:30. So if it starts at 2.
Then like 4:30?
4:30. So
okay.
like around 4:30 a.m. probably surprise songs. Just letting you guys know.
East
Coast time. I am having a lot of fun with the time zone thing.
Okay.
So I'm enjoying it so far.
Okay.
I'll wake up and see so I can tweet about it. I just like it.
I get that. Yeah,
I think it's
fun.
I'm sure I'll lose steam on it. But for now, we're having a good time. All right. We've talked enough.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. I think we covered all the bases. Great. Great weekend to
great
be another
weekend.
Great weekend to be a Swiftie. Two
another.
Grammy wins and a fucking Super Bowl win. What more could you ask for?
Not much.
Two fabulous, supportive, lovely, kind, generous, talented superstars in their own right. Landing on top. What more could you ask for?
What
seriously.
More could you ask for?
It's
absolutely
it's beautiful.
Absolutely
and
nothing.
I think an interviewer asked Travis after the game, like, what other couple in the world, like, can experience something
yeah.
like this? And he was like, like, we know we're so lucky. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, we feel like we're on top of the world, and I'm excited for it to keep going. And
of course.
It's just, it's a beautiful thing.
It's just wonderful. Yeah. So, okay. We will see you guys on Thursday. Reminder that Thursday is when you get to call in, text, or DM. If you'd like to call or text, the number is 347-450-0723. And, or you could DM Taylor Watch Instagram. Please subscribe to all of our channels. Keep the lights on for us. We're people are saying nice things inside the office. People like it. So we want to keep it going. Please subscribe. Please leave comments. Do whatever you want. And we will see you all on Thursday.
Yay. Love you guys.
Love you.